When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, it's interesting to me on the point about the two black quarterbacks. Normally for Super Bowls, I've been watching Super Bowls since I was born. The concentration is on the two quarterbacks, back and forth, their rivalry, their life stories, etc. You didn't see that this year. The story was about the Kelce brothers, Travis Kelce for Kansas City and Jason Kelce for Philadelphia, their family dynamics. And they had Mama Kelce at the game and Daddy Kelce. And they talked about them in college and all these other things. Because when it's two brothers as quarterbacks, that's also not a story, so they have to find something else that's interesting to the mass of the population. Dr. DeBang, I wanted to get your take on this. What has to happen for it to no longer be controversial for black folks to speak on their own behalf in their own spaces? Because if it's just us making the money, that's fine. But Lord knows, if we try to sing our national anthem, then all of a sudden it's too much wokeness overrunning the country.
We have to keep doing exactly what we're doing. In my work as a practitioner and trainer in diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging, I'm always talking to organizations about what are you doing to make sure that everybody feels seen and that everybody feels heard and everybody feels like they're being celebrated and not tolerated. You have an organization in the NFL that has almost 60% black players and 0% black ownership. And so the black players have run the league. And as Dr. Malvo was saying, the quarterbacks was something that, you know, we had Doug Williams and others throughout history, but not enough, because quarterbacks was never something that was really optional for black football players until recent history. And so we have to be mindful of that. And so what we have to keep doing is we have to keep speaking out. You know, Jay-Z has been involved with the NFL for a while, and he gets a lot of criticism for some of his moves. But one of the things that he's been doing is in these entertainment spaces, he's been part of the group that's making sure that these black voices are heard. We had Cheryl Lee Ralph perform this, our anthem, the Black National Anthem, 123 years from the day that it was first performed in 1900. That's history there. When you see what Rihanna's doing, this is the sister who sold clothes or shoes on the streets with her dad in Barbados, and people want to, and look at what she's doing now, and pregnant on top of that. She represents the American dream in every way, shape, or form. These conservatives want to talk about pulling yourself up by the bootstraps. Well, what about the black people who didn't even have boots and managed to get a hold of some and pull their boots up to those higher heights that you see Rihanna singing from right now? So what we have to keep doing is, while they keep complaining, we have to keep pushing the envelope. We have to keep jumping in their faces with it in terms of our celebration, not belligerence, but just celebrating who we are. And of course, we need networks like the Black Star Network to make sure that the stories of Hurts and Mahomes are going to be talked about like you're doing right now, when these other news networks and sports networks are going to make those two brothers the priority. So we got to keep speaking up. We got to keep being inclusive. And we keep, if we're going to, if we're not going to see Kaepernick ever play again, we have to bring the spirit of what Kaepernick was fighting for to the NFL to make sure that they are continuing to go on a process of making sure that black inclusion is not just performative, but also leads towards ownership and, of course, more black quarterbacks in the league.
All right. Well, yeah, I think it's important to...
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.